请我们一起来默祷。
Say a silent prayer.
Amen. 奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始早上第一节的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we start our first session.
好，唱诗34首。
Please sing hymn 30.
Wonder grace that brought me to the fold. Whatever day I try, it seems an eternity, our far too short, too sad is right. All the love is
我们来祷告，求主耶稣带领我们今天安息日的聚会。
Pray together to ask for guidance from God to lead this Sabbath service.
愿主与我们同在。
May God be with us.
神国里面的平安喜乐充满在我们心里面。
That the peace from kingdom of heaven will be within our hearts.
我们一起来祷告。
Pray in one accord.
请我们来看诗篇的九十篇。
Turn to Psalm chapter 90.
诗篇的九十篇。
Psalm chapter 90.
十四节。
Verse 14.
求你使我们早早保得你的慈爱，好叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。
Verse 14. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love.That we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
信仰是什么？
What is faith?
如果我们这一节重复念几次，我们就会发现信仰本身就是一种享受。
If we reread this verse several times, we will know that faith is a type of enjoyment.
因为十四节的下半句说，叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。
Because the latter part of verse 14 says that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
那十四节开始说求你，你就是指着神，神用他永远不会改变的爱来满足我们。
And in the first part, here is saying that God will satisfy us with his unfailing love.
所以信仰是一种满足。
So faith is a type of fulfillment.
那因为满足，所以我们会活得很喜乐。
Because we are satisfied, therefore we can have joy.
因此信仰本身应该不是一种很勉强，是不得已的，是很痛苦的。
So faith itself is not forced upon us. It's not something that we have to do, even though we don't want to.
信仰是一种享受。
Faith is a type of enjoyment.
是很喜乐的，是你很愿意去做的，而且你做了以后会很满足。
It is very joyful, and we will be glad to have this faith.
那为什么圣经写的跟我们实际的体验会有差距呢？
But why is there a gap between what the Bible states and our reality?
我想有两个重要原因。
There are two main reasons.
第一个原因就是现在一般基督教里面没有神的存在。
First is that in many Christianity churches, there is not the existence of God.
在教会里面体验不到神。
In the church, you cannot experience God.
虽然知道有神。
Even though you know there is God.
但这个生活已经沉沦在世俗里面，已经沉沦在罪里面，神已经离开了。
But our lives are in this world and in sin, therefore God has left.
所以肉体虽然去到教会，你体验不到神。
Even though our fleshly body went to church, but we cannot experience God.
所以也因为这个样子，现在的教会对年轻人吸引力越来越少。
And because of this, many churches are not able to attract youth.
因为里面他没有感觉到什么。
Because they don't feel anything in the church.
这是第一个原因。
This is the first reason.
那第二个原因呢，可能就是我们人的原因。
Secondly, it is due to our own self.
就是我们的追求不够。
It's because we lack pursuit.
有时候我们来到教会，我们所注重的是人。
Sometimes we come to church for other people.
当然信仰开始的时候，我们很注重人。
In the beginning of our faith, we may focus on other people.
我们看周围的人对我们好不好。
We will see whether people are nice to us.
这个环境是不是我能够适应。
Or are we able to come into this environment comfortably?
这样我们才会决定是不是继续在这个教会里面。
And then we decide whether we will continue to come to this church.
但是如果我们有一直在追求，
If we continue to pursue,
因为圣经说教会是神充满的。
Because the Bible says God fills the church.
教会是神的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
那基督是头。
And Jesus is the head.
主耶稣虽然在天上。
Even though Jesus Christ is in heaven.
他的身体在地上。
His body is on earth.
这是我们体验神的一个地方。
This is a place where we can experience God.
我们在教会里面如果一直在追求。
If we continue to pursue in church,
真的有体会神跟我们同在，
and we experience the abidance of God with us,
那我们就发现信仰本身是一个很大的吸引力。
Then we will see that faith itself is a great attraction.
人生啊，一个礼拜里面最大的享受就是我休息的世上的工作，我能够来亲近神。
And that the greatest enjoyment in life is that after 6 days of work, we're able to come to church to draw near to God.
但是这一定要我们真的有感受到神，已经来到神的面前了，才有这样的感觉。
But we will only have this type of feeling if we already came before God and have this type of experience.
那如果我们来到神的面前，真的从神得到喜乐，那我们就发现周围的人已经不是很重要了。
If we come before God and receive this type of joy, then we will see people around us is not that important anymore.
因为我们已经来到神面前了。
Because we already came before God.
所以这个信仰最危险的一个阶段是，我们相信有神，但是我们还没有来到神面前，所以周围的人对我们影响很大。
So the most dangerous part of faith is that we know that there is a God and but we have not yet come in front of God, therefore the people around us become important.
所以摩西在这里祷告说，神啊，求你让我们一生一世来欢呼喜乐。
So here Moses prayed that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
我们都希望我们孩子过得很快乐。
We wish that our children live a happy life.
所以好多的父母投入很多的时间去累积更多的金银，为了让孩子活得很快乐。
So many parents will labor very hard to gain more wealth so that their children can live well.
但是圣经却提供我们另外一条路，是很简单的。
But the Bible teaches us a different route, which is very simple.
我们的下一代可以过得很满足。
That our next generation can live happily.
如果我们把它带到神的面前。
If we bring them before God.
让神的爱充满在他的心。
That their heart will be filled with the love of God.
那他会非常的满足。
And they will be satisfied.
那一旦人的心从神得到满足，
Once human hearts are filled with satisfaction from God,
我们常常发现外在的环境怎么样就不是很重要。
Then outer environment becomes non-important.
我常常想到一个我个人的体验。
I often think of a personal experience.
我也常常在讲到的时候以这个 这作为一个例子。
And I also use this example in my messages.
有一次我到赖比瑞亚去。
Once I went to Liberia.
在开灵恩会。
There was a spiritual convocation.
那礼拜六中午就禁食。
And Sabbath lunch, there was a fasting.
礼拜天。
Sunday lunch, there was a fasting.
那天早上我买了一条面包。
That morning, I bought a loaf of bread.
请那个赖比瑞亚的一个传道人你帮我看面包。
And I asked the preacher that was in Liberia to watch this bread for me.
那圣餐礼完了，我就要吃面包。
And after the Holy Communion, I wanted to eat this bread.
他已经把我吃掉三分之二了。
And he already ate 2/3 of it for me.
那我很生气啊。
And I was a bit upset.
我请你看面包，我没有请你吃面包了。
I asked you to look after the bread, not to eat the bread.
他很不好意思。
And he was ashamed.
他说我已经两天没有吃饭。
And he told me that he hasn't eaten for 2 days.
当你把面包拿给我的时候，我一直流口水。
So when you gave me the bread, I kept drooling over it.
他这样一讲，我真的一句话都讲不出来。
And after he told me this, I was speechless.
我只学到一个功课，以后不能够叫肚子饿的人看面包。
I learned a lesson that I cannot ask someone who is hungry to look after bread.
那我们现在的人啊，
And people nowadays,
吃什么都有。
We have everything.
所以小孩子啊，喂这里，他跑到那里，喂那里，跑到那里，那个非洲从来不会发生的。小孩子啊，父母在喂，喂他吃东西啊，跑这里，喂那里，跑那里。
When the children, the parents are trying to feed the children, they keep running away from the parents, not wanting to eat.
因为吃太好了，什么都有。
Because they have too many things to eat, and everything is so wonderful.
我曾经在赖比瑞亚。
And in Liberia.
有一次早祷会。
Once in a morning prayer session.
有一个小孩子在那里悔改，痛哭。
There's a child that was repenting and crying in prayer.
那个讲道人以为他犯了大罪。
And the preacher thought he has committed great sin.
因为那天他听那个讲道人说要悔改才可以得圣灵。
Because that day he heard the preacher say, only if you repent can you receive the Holy Spirit.
悔改到我昨天晚上肚子好饿哦，到厨房里面偷吃了一碗饭。
And he repented that yesterday in the evening he was so hungry he went to the kitchen and ate a bowl of rice that he wasn't supposed to eat.
他妈妈很生气，因为那天晚饭本来是留到第二天早上要吃的。
And the mom was very angry because that bowl of rice was for the next morning.
所以你在看那个肚子很饿的人，他在吃那个饭那个饭只是普通的饭，然后煮辣椒的，就这样而已啊，吃的很好吃。
And for the people who are hungry, even rice that's with potato and chili. Looks very appealing.
那今天我们的问题就是物质太丰富。
But today we're so materialistically full.
但是我们的心灵太空虚。
But our heart is empty.
那这个对基督徒来讲这很容易进入试探。
To a Christian, this is very easy to enter into temptation.
因为心灵一空虚，你就会去想要找一个满足。
Because once our hearts are empty, we are seeking some type of satisfaction.
那这个满足有两条路可以走。
And there are 2 ways to fulfill this satisfaction.
最简单的最简单的娱乐。
The most easy is leisure activities, perhaps movie watching.
看电视。
Or watching TV.
上网。
Go on the internet.
赌博。
Gambling.
玩游戏。
Or play games.
这个是最简单的。
This is easy to seek after.
但这个你做久了，你发现这个是在杀时间而已，这个心灵并没有得到满足。
But after doing this for a while, you'll realize that this is just killing time and it's not satisfying to your soul.
那还有另外一条路，有时候我们不知道。
There's a different way, maybe perhaps we don't know it.
没有体验。
Because we have no experience.
这条路就是从神来的。
This way comes from God.
你去追求神。
If you pursue God.
当神离我们越来越靠近，
When God draws near to us,
我们心里得到越来越大的满足，
then our heart will be more and more satisfied,
那我们就觉得很喜乐，
and we will be joyful.
这个就是摩西的祷告，
and this is the prayer of Moses.
神啊，求你让我们一生一世非常喜乐，
Lord, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
那怎么让我们的一生一世能够喜乐呢？
How can we be joy and be, have joy and be glad all our days?
用你永远不会改变的爱来满足我。
That we are satisfied by his unfailing love.
我们常常发现很多的父母真的是很忙。
We see that many parents are very busy.
然后给孩子很好的物质条件。
They give their children many material things.
但是没有办法给孩子爱。
But they're unable to give their children love.
因为太忙了。
Because they're too busy.
那因为太忙，你没有办法给孩子爱，就用物质或金钱来弥补这个爱的不足。
Because they're unable to love their children because of their, of their being very busy. Therefore, they make up by giving them materialistic things.
这真的是走错了方向啊。
And this is the wrong direction to go.
以前在洛杉矶。
In LA,
有一个高中生
there's a high school student.
他谋杀了他的同学，把他埋到院子后面。
He murdered his classmate and buried him in his backyard.
那后来人就去调查。
And then they were investigating.
就发现他的妈妈在他的故乡是很出名的小儿科医生。
And found out that his mother is a very well-known pediatrician in their town.
赚很多钱。
And earned a lot of money.
那他把小孩子送到美国来。
And he was sent to America.
但是他没有办法跟孩子住在一起。
And she wasn't able to live with her child.
没有办法给孩子爱，没有办法让孩子有家庭的温暖。
Not able to give this child love or the warmth of a family.
所以就给他很多钱。
So she gave him a lot of money.
在最好的区里面买最好的房子，他开最好的车子，口袋都是美钞。
And in the best area, she built the best house for this child.
那这个小孩子很空虚啊，就是去寻找刺激。
And this child was still very empty inside, therefore he was seeking for excitement.
后来被法院判刑。
And he was given a sentence in the court.
那个妈妈哭得非常伤心。
And the mother was crying in bitterness.
她觉得她对不起孩子。
She felt sorry for herself toward this child.
因为她没有给孩子爱。
Because she was not able to give love to her child.
但是我们有一个更大的爱的来源。
But we have a greater source of this love.
就是天上神的爱。
Which is the love from God.
这真的是需要去思考，需要去体验，然后需要去追求。
This is something we need to think about and to experience and pursue.
那我们才会生活中过得很喜乐。
So we can live a joyful life.
因为神本身是看不见的。
Because God is invisible.
他是一个灵。
He is a spirit.
所以有时候这个神的爱也没有办法很具体的讲得出来。
So sometimes
拿得出来。
We cannot concretely explain God's love.
那我们要怎么样来感受神的爱，来体验神的爱？
How can we feel and experience the love of God?
让我们能够非常的喜乐。
That we can become very joyful.
第一个就是我们需要来思想神在我们身上的作为。
First is that we need to think of the doings of God in our lives.
请看诗篇的三十三篇。
Read in Psalm chapter 33.
诗篇的三十三篇。
Psalm 33.
第五节
Verse 5.
他喜爱仁义公平，遍地满了神的慈爱。
Verse 5. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of his unfailing love.
这个地方说遍地满了神的慈爱。
Here says the earth is full of his unfailing love.
所以我们今天开车到教会来，请问我们有看到神的爱？
So today when we were driving to church, did we see the love of God?
圣经说遍地充满神的慈爱。
The Bible says the earth is full of his unfailing love.
如果我们仔细看我们所住的地球。
If we see clearly the globe that we live in.
我们就发现没有一个星球人发现的跟地球一样。
We'll realize there is no other planet the same as this earth.
为什么？
Why?
因为地球是人住的地方。
Because the earth is where human inhabits.
那这个人神造的时候称他为儿子。
And when humans were created by God, God established them as sons.
是神所爱的。
And they're loved by God.
所以神创造这个地球非常的漂亮。
So God created a beautiful earth.
那我们常常把这个地球的这个美我们把它当作这个理所当然。
But we see the beauty of this earth as it should be.
我们忘记了。我们所谓的理所当然，其实是因为神的爱而创造的。
We take it for granted and we forget that this is created by God.
人常常问我说世界上住在哪里最好？
And some people may ask me, where is the best place to live on earth?
98年我搬到 东部去。
In 1998, I moved to the East Coast.
我发现东部也不错。
And I feel East Coast is not bad.
每年的十月的第二个礼拜，枫叶变色。
Every October, the second week, the leaves will turn orange.
有时候公园你看一片的树叶都是不同的颜色。
And in the park, you'll see many different colors of leaves.
非常漂亮。
And it's very beautiful.
那我们就想。
And I think.
为什么神会创造这么漂亮这些枫树？
Why would God create such beautiful maple trees?
神是最有创意的神。
God is a very creative God.
然后神为什么要创造这个？
Why did God create this?
就是为着人。
It is for the people.
所以神给我们的爱啊，就是在我们的环境里面告诉我们。
So the love of God can be seen in our environment.
那到了冬天下雪也很漂亮。
And in the winter when it snows, it's also very beautiful.
那有时候下雪天气冷啊。
Sometimes it's very cold when it snows.
你早上起来看那个树上的雪都结成冰。
And you'll see that the tree is frozen.
那太阳一照好像水晶一样。
And when the sun shines upon it, it looks like crystal.
非常漂亮。
Very beautiful.
那春天到了，一朵小花开出来。
And in spring, the flowers will start to bloom.
有红的，有黄的。
There are red ones, yellow ones.
为什么这个花这么漂亮？
Why are the flowers so beautiful?
因为神爱我。
Because God loves us.
所以他创造这么漂亮的花让我们来欣赏。
And create such beautiful flowers for our enjoyment.
所以我们每一次到一个很漂亮的风景区。
So when we go to a scenic place.
我们非常的感动，为什么这么漂亮？
I will be moved and ask why is it so beautiful?
这就是神的爱。
This is the love of God.
如果我们观察思想。
If we observe and think.
我们就觉得我们跟神非常的亲近。
We will think that we are very close to God.
因为我们就活在他的爱里面。
Because we're living in His love.
我们就非常的高兴。
And we will be happy.
所以这个是我们生活的喜乐的一个来源。
So this is a source of joy in our lives.
有一个妈妈，她很想回她的故乡。
There's a mother that wanted to return to her hometown.
回去以后就生病了。
But after she returned, she became ill.
因为她有风湿病。
Because she has rheumatism.
然后因为湿度太大，她就生病。
Because the place was very humid, therefore she became ill.
然后孩子就把她送到医院。
And her children sent her to the hospital.
好了，那马上又送回来美国。
When she became well, she was sent back to the United States.
后来那个妈妈真的很想回去。
And at the end, the mother still wanted to go back to her hometown.
然后她的孩子啊，就把她那个楼房啊，一楼啊，把它窗户都封起来，然后买一个那个除湿机啊，一直打转啊，好几个礼拜。
And the children set up a first floor and blocked out all the windows and bought a dehumidifier before she came back.
那次她妈妈回来了啊，就没有生病了。
And so the mother, when she came back, she was not ill.
这个小孩子没有告诉妈妈说我很爱你。
The child did not tell the mother that that they love their mother.
但是这个妈妈看到这个窗户贴起来，然后一个除湿机在那里转，她就开始在想。
But when the mother saw the blocked windows and the dehumidifier, she starts to think.
我的小孩子对我真好。
My child is very good to me.
这就是爱。
And this is love.
所以神在我们的周围啊，是在为我们做很多事情。
So God did a lot for us in our surroundings.
我们仔细想了，心里会充满着感谢。
If we think, then we will be filled with thanksgiving in our hearts.
我觉得非常的喜乐，因为神真的很爱我们。
And we will be joyful because God truly loves us.
我们看箴言的申命记的第七章。
Read Deuteronomy chapter 7.
申命记的第七章。
Deuteronomy chapter 7.
第七节。
Verse 7.
第七章第七节。
Chapter 7, verse 7.
神专爱你们，拣选你们，并非因你们的人数多于别民。原来你们的人数在万民中是最少的。第八节。
Verse 8.
只因神爱你们，又因为要守他向你们列祖所起的誓，就用大能手领你们出来，从为奴之家救赎你们，脱离埃及王法老的手。
Verse 7, the Lord did not set his affection on you and choose you, because you were more numerous than other people. For for you were the fewest of all peoples. 8. But it was because the Lord loved you and kept the oath he swore to your forefathers that he brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the land of slavery from the power of Pharaoh, king of Egypt.
啊，这里啊，神在提醒以色列百姓。
Here God reminds the Israelite people.
说以色列百姓其实人数不多。
Actually, the Israelites were few in number.
那为什么神会拣选他们？
But why did God choose them?
这里讲原因很简单啊。
The reason is very simple.
因为神爱你们。
It's because God loved them.
所以神的拣选就是一种爱的表现。
So the choosing of God is a way that God expressed his love.
我们常常想说为什么神拣选我？
Sometimes we may think, why did God choose me?
不是因为我们比别人好。
Not because we're better than others.
事实上啊，世界上比我们有爱心的人呢、啊，实在是很多。
Actually, there are more people who have more love than us.
那为什么神拣选我们？
But why did God choose us?
是因为神爱我们。
It's because God loves us.
只有一个解释。
There's only one explanation.
所以我们常常去思想观察。
If we continue to think and observe,
那我们就会被神的爱感动。
And we will be touched by the love of God.
我常常心里充满着感谢。
And we will be filled with thanksgiving in our hearts.
这是第一个。
This is the first.
第二个。
Secondly.
我们有时候生活遇到困难。
Sometimes we face obstacles, difficulties in our lives.
但是每一个困难的环境啊，都是体会神的一个机会。
But every difficulty is a time where we can experience God.
使我们能够重新啊，再感受到神对我们的爱。
That we can once again remember the love God has towards us.
其实啊，生活很平安，这个本身就是神的爱。
Actually, if we have a peaceful life, that is the love of God.
但是因为我们活久了，我们就不会感觉。
But if we live too long in it, we start to not feel it.
所以神就暂时把一些东西拿掉。
So God sometimes removes certain things from us.
然后我们在缺乏的时候再回来依靠神。
So when we are lacking, then we come back to God.
那神再给我们。
Then God will give it to us again.
那这样我们就开始又感觉到神对我们的爱。
Then we will remember God's love towards us once again.
所以神的爱是可以体验得到的。
So God's love is able to be experienced.
我们来看诗篇的34篇。
Read Psalm chapter 34.
诗篇的34篇第八节。
Psalm 34, verse 8.
你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善的，投靠他的人有福。第九节。
Verse 9.
神的圣名啊，你们应当敬畏他，因为敬畏他的一无所缺。第十节。
Verse 10.
少壮的狮子还忍饿缺食，但寻求神的，什么好处都不缺。
Verse 8. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in Him. Verse 9. Fear the Lord, you His saints, for those who fear Him lack nothing. Verse 10. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing.
这个第八节说要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善的。
Here says, taste and see that the Lord is good.
这个尝啊，就是表示去体验。
Taste is to experience.
那你就知道哦，神是好的。
Then you will know the Lord is good.
去体会神的爱。
To experience the love of God.
那怎么去体会神的爱？
How do we experience the love of God?
第九节跟第十节提到两个重点。
Verse 9 and 10. States two important points.
第九节说要敬畏神。
Verse 9 says, fear the Lord.
第十节说要寻求神。
And verse 10 says, seek the Lord.
少壮的狮子就是说他很会跑，很有力量。
The young lion has strength and can run.
但是有时候他抓不到东西吃。
But sometimes they cannot catch anything.
因为虽然有力量，你没有机会，你抓不到东西吃。
Because even though there is strength, if you do not have the opportunity, you cannot catch anything.
但是寻求神的，什么好处都不缺。
But those who seek the Lord lack no good thing.
哦，你生命中以神做你的目标，这样一直去寻求，生活中就体会到很多神的恩典。
If you, your goal in life is God, and you continue to pursue after that, then you will receive many grace in life.
那你心里就会很感动啊，神这么爱我，你就活着很喜乐，就不会太忧虑。
And you'll be moved in your heart and become very joyful, and you will not worry.
啊，有一个姐妹啊，她是我带着美国一个非常读一个很好的大学毕业。
There's a sister that graduated from a very good university.
她自己在说，她读大学的时候，四年只去教会三次。
She said during her life in the university, in the 4 years, she only went to church 3 times.
因为那个时候她觉得她能力很强，这个大学又很好。
Because she felt she is very capable because she is in a very good university.
前途是自己奋斗出来的。
And that her future is because she worked hard.
那毕业以后啊，她一直找不到工作。
But after she graduated, she could not find a job.
她的履历表啊，她改了改，改到最后那个履历表啊，并不是真实的她。
And she has corrected and revised her resume so many times that at the end, the resume isn't representing her anymore.
所以很多都是多加的资料。
Because she added many additional information.
就是找不到工作。
And she cannot find a job.
那个是一个偶然的机会里面她就遇到教会的另外一个姐妹。
But there's an opportunity where she met this other sister in church.
那个教会那个另外姐妹就讲到她的见证给她听。
And this other sister testified to her.
最重要，如果神要给你，就你这个工作就是你的了。
She told her, if God wants to give it to you, then the job will be yours.
你不管多少人见证啊，神要给你就是你的。
No matter how many people applied, if God wants to give it to you, then it is yours.
你根本就履历表不需要造假。
You don't have to fake on your resume.
你最需要，最重要，你要回来寻找神。
The most important is you must come back to seek the Lord.
然后这个姐妹就讲很多她个人的体验给她听。
And the sister talked about many of her personal experiences.
她怎么找工作？
How she tried to find a job.
神怎么带领她？
How God guided her.
她真的就开始回来聚会。
So she started to come back to church.
然后履历表就把很多资料都改掉，删掉。
And she switched and changed her resume.
有一次有一个地方在有这个 job fair, 就是要可以去找工作的地方。
And there's a job fair at a particular place.
那一天啊，她刚好带一个慕道者去看医生。
And that day, she took a truth seeker to the doctors.
她开始认真在做圣工。
She started to do holy work.
那等到她再回来慕道者到那个 job fair 的时候，已经是关门的前十分钟。已经这个时间到了的前十分钟。
在医院。
不是，在一个，我不晓得，在一个一个地方了，我不知道。
When she was taking this truth seeker to this place,
然后回来哈，到那个 job fair 那一个地方啊，已经快要结束了。
The job fair was almost finished when they came back.
只剩一个秘书在那里。
And there's only a secretary remaining.
然后问那秘书怎么办？秘书说你就放在这里吧。
And she asked the secretary, what should I do? She said, just leave your things here.
差不多过的一个月。
After a month.
那个姐妹接到一个公司的 interview 的电话。
The sister received an opportunity for an interview from a company.
我们在公司里面上班都知道，你要有一个一层一层这样一直过上去的。
If you worked in a company before, you know that there is a process in this application.
结果那个 interview 那一个人就是要决定要不要请他的那一个人。
And the person interviewing her is the one deciding, whether to hire one person or not.
前面两关啊，都没有 interview 就跑到最后一关去了。
And she did not have to go through the previous 2 steps.
她也觉得很奇妙。
She thought it was amazing.
后来那个 interview 的人问她。
And at the end, the interviewer asked her.
说你有没有读过一本书叫 Purpose-Driven Life?
And this interviewer asked her, have you read a book called The Purpose Driven Life.
这是一个基督徒牧师写的。
This is written by a preacher.
那就这样跟他谈信仰。
And so they started talking about faith.
谈得很高兴，然后那个姐妹就找到这个很好的工作。
And she was very happy and she got this job.
那时候她好高兴，眼泪都掉下来。
She was so happy that she shed tears.
这个工作本来是不可能得到的。
This job was at first impossible to get.
因为她的经验不够。
Because her experience is not enough.
又刚好是最后要结束的时候才去的。
And she got to the job fair at the last minute.
难道没有经过这个程序的 interview 就到最后一个？
And she did not go through the entire process and went directly to the end.
到最后她发现我能讲什么，这个就是神的爱。
And at the end, she was speechless because this is the love of God.
所以寻求神的什么好处都不缺。
So those who seek the Lord lack no good thing.
那我们人这样越体验越多，我们就越发现说，啊，真的神很爱我们。
The more experiences we have, the more we will know that God loves us.
如果我们体验不到神，是因为我们远离了神，而不是神远离了我们。
If we cannot experience God, it is because we went away from God, not because God has left us.
有哪一个孩子，父亲不爱孩子的？
Which father does not love his child?
但是有很多孩子就觉得我要离开父亲。
But many children will want to leave their fathers.
要变成浪子。
And become, A prodigal son.
所以我们在生活中怎么能够常常觉得很喜乐？
So in our life, how can we constantly be joyful?
每一个困难都是体会神的爱的机会。
Every difficulty we face is a chance that we can experience God.
那越经历困难，我们越不怕，因为我们越感受体会到神很爱我们。
The more difficulties we face, the less we become afraid because we will experience the love of God.
我们只要敬畏神。
As long as we fear the Lord,
生活中要尊重神
to honor God in our lives,
要寻求神
to seek the Lord,
把他当我们人生的一个很重要的目标去追求
and to look at him as our very important goal in our life and pursue it.
那我们就会体会到神很多的恩典
then we will experience much grace from God.
就会感觉到神真的很爱我们
and we will feel that God loves us so much.
所以有时候神要让一个人赚钱哦，你就那个机会一直跑来，你没有去计划，机会一直来。
Sometimes if God wants someone to earn money, the opportunity will continue to come.
那如果神不祝福啊，你怎么拼怎么计划，你一毛钱都赚不到。
But if God does not bless you, even though you strive very hard, you will not earn one penny.
有时候连老本赔上去了。
And sometimes you will even give up your life for it.
所以神要用他的爱满足我们。
God wants to satisfy us with his love.
但是我们生活中啊，需要去体验。
But we have to have experience in our lives.
所以诗篇三十四篇说，常常主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善的。
So in verse 8 here says, taste and see that the Lord is good.
很多很小的事情，神都会看顾我们。
In many small things, God will take care of us.
有一个弟兄，他有一个很严重的病。
There's a brother with a severe illness.
他在美国没有保险。
He does not have insurance in the United States.
然后他要搭飞机回他的故乡去看病。
He wanted to take the airplane and go home to his hometown.
他到机场的时候，他说他快要昏倒了。
Once he reached the airport, he almost fainted.
非常不舒服。
He was very uncomfortable.
他一直在想，我怎么能够搭飞机呢？
He continued to think, how can I get on this plane?
他在飞机场的时候，他就一直祷告。
And at the airport, he continued to pray.
神啊，求你帮助我。
God, please help me.
我真的没有办法坐飞机坐这么久。
I cannot be on the airplane for so long.
你知道什么事情发生吗？
Do you know what happened?
他到飞机上啊。
When he was on the plane.
他竟然发现啊，全飞机里面只有他坐的那一排都没有座位，他可以躺着睡觉，一直就睡到他回到他故乡。
And he saw that the place that he was assigned seating. That was the only place on the whole plane where the whole row was not occupied. Therefore, he was able to lie down on the whole way.
所以他真的非常的感动。
So he was very moved.
我以为神不在，但是竟然在这个事情上神替我开一条路。
He thought God was not there, but at this situation, God had opened the way for him.
后来他要回来美国。
And when he was wanting to return to the United States.
那个时候刚好手术完，也身体很不舒服。
It was right after surgery, and he was also very uncomfortable.
竟然上了飞机，整个飞机都满了，只有他坐的那一排都没有人，他又睡回 一路睡回到美国。
And once again, the whole plane was full except for the row where he was seated, so he was able to lie down the whole way back.
他真的觉得神非常的爱他。
So he felt that God loves him so much.
有时候我们真的是信心不够。
So sometimes we lack in faith.
哦，对神的信靠不够。
So we lack reliance on God.
还有我们生活那个神啊，不是最重要的优先次地位。
That in our lives, God is not our first priority.
如果你真的寻求神
，If you really seek God,
敬畏神。
And fear God.
在很多你很需要的时候，你就发现神真的很爱我们，带领我们的路，用他的恩典来铺我们的道路。
And when you really need Him, you will see that God really loves us, and He will use His grace to create a route for us.
所以每一次都觉得活得很喜乐，我就活在神的恩典中。
So we will feel very joyful because we live in the grace of God.
我们不怕，为什么？因为神很爱我，我怕什么？
And we will not fear because God loves us. What should we fear?
那我们的生活会很喜乐。
Then our lives will be joyful.
所以这个信仰不是只是一个理论。
So faith is not just a
theory.
Theory.
这是神的话，是一个应许的，是会实现的。
This is God's word and His promise. It will be realized.
第三个，我们看罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
第五节
Verse 5
罗马书第五章第五节
Romans chapter 5 verse
5就盼望不至于羞耻因为所赐的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里面
And hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit
人的灵不会跑到另外一个人身上
A spirit of a human will not jump onto another human.
所以你看哦，父母亲很有爱心的小孩子也不一定很有爱心。
So that if the parents, a set of parents is very loving, does not mean that the children will automatically be loving.
因为父母那个灵不会跑到小孩子身上。
Because the spirit that dwells in this set of parents will not also be in this child's.
但是神的灵会进到我们人里面。
But the Spirit of God will come to dwell within us.
那神是什么
？What is God?
圣经说神就是爱。
The Bible says God is love.
这个就是神的本质。
And this is the original characteristic of God.
所以当这个神的爱浇灌在我们里面，神的灵浇灌在我们里面，神的爱就进到我们里面。
So when God's Spirit is poured into us, then God's love has been poured also.
所以有时候我们祷告被圣灵充满。
And when we are filled by the Holy Spirit in our prayer,
心里很感动，神真的很爱我。
In our heart, we will be moved and know that God loves us so much.
你怎么知道神很爱你
？How do you know that God loves you?
因为圣灵将神爱浇灌在我里面。
Because the Holy Spirit poured out the love of God within us.
那我们觉得神很爱我们，就不怕了。
And when we feel that God loves us, then we will have no fear.
患难中，如果我们感觉到神很爱我们，我们就知道神没有丢弃我，我们就不怕。
In hardship, if we know that God loves us, then we know that God has not forsaken us, and we will not fear.
所以使徒行传第二章他们讲，大家祷告，同心祷告，被圣灵充满。
So in Acts chapter 2, it says that everyone prayed earnestly in one accord, and they were filled by the Holy Spirit.
结果，大家都很喜乐。
And everyone was joyful.
所以这个教会里面呢，我们都从不同的文化背景来的。
So in the church that we come from different backgrounds and cultures.
每一个人有不同的个性。
Everyone has a different personality.
我们要被神的爱充满。
We must be filled by the love of God.
我们可以彼此互相接纳。
And we can accept one another.
这样我们就能够大家很喜乐的，好像一个大家庭。
And we can be joyful as one big family.
这个家庭的特色就是要有爱。
Special characteristic of a family is that it has love.
爱从哪里来？
Where does this love come from?
最重要的来源是圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
The most important source is that through the Holy Spirit, this love was poured down into us.
大家都被圣灵充满。
Everyone is filled by the Holy Spirit.
忽然间，我们发现你也很可爱，他也很可爱。
And we will realize and see that everyone is adorable.
因为神看我们每一个人都很可爱啊。
Because God sees us. Sees everyone as adorable.
因为神很爱我们。
Because God loves us.
这个神爱进到我们里面，我们看每一个人都很可爱啊。
And once the love of God comes into us, and we will see everyone as adorable.
这个才是我们教会应该走的方向。
And this is the direction our church should go in.
大家被圣灵充满，神爱浇灌到我们当中，彼此相爱，成为一个大家庭。
That God's Spirit with His love pours down on us, and everyone will become a happy family.
这样才能够超越种族、文化、个性的不同。
Then we can surpass the difference in our race, in our culture and background.
哦，这个就是荣耀神的方法。
And this is a way to glorify God.
哦，所以我们再来看一次诗篇的九十篇。
Once again, let's return to Psalm chapter 90.
哦，诗篇的九十篇。
Psalm 90.
十四节。
Verse 14.
求你使我们早早保得你的慈爱，好叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。
Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
信仰是一种享受。
Faith is a type of enjoyment.
享受神的爱。
Is to enjoy the love of God.
要让我们每天活得很喜乐。
So that we can live joyfully every day.
一起来默祷。
Pray in silence.
Amen. 我们休息。
Take a break.